I would have liked to stay with you longer, but I find consolation in the words of Jesus. He tells us, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. The Father sends His Spirit of truth and love into the world, and the Spirit guides us in the ways of peace. Therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Welcome to The Holy Spirit Is With You, hosted by Kathleen McCarthy of In His Sign Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world.
Well, praise God. It's good to be with each and every one of you. As always, I'm so blessed. Today is Thursday, of course. Tomorrow is one of my favorite days. Even when I was a little kid, I used to always talk about, I called it the Day of the Heart. The Day of the Heart. And it always reminds me of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Day of the Heart, Valentine's Day. And one of the great saints, Saint Valentine, his life was a beautiful witness of selfless love to a point even where he would lay down his life for others. So I just want to praise and thank God for the gift of today. All I can say is that amazing gift of Jesus' heart, the Sacred Heart, that heart is moved with pity for us. And so I just want to praise and thank God for the gift of His love. And I just also want to praise and thank God for the gift of each and every one of you. I'll put this out again on the half hour, but I wanted to just talk to Father Mike today. And on the 17th, which is this coming Monday, I never did advertise it. I really was so much going on. But this Wednesday, February 17th, it's at the parish. It's in Warrington, St. Joseph's in Warrington, Pennsylvania, on the corner of Eastern Road, and I forget the name of the little street. I'm looking at this, and I don't see any address on it. But anyway, it's February 17th, St. Joseph's Parish in Warrington. And there'll be a 6:30 p.m. rosary, which they normally do a 7:30 rosary. But they wanted to come also to the talk. And so it'll start with a 6:30 rosary. And then right after that, we'll have adoration, a time for adoration, would be benediction, and then I will speak. So I should speak around 7 o'clock. And the benediction, of course, will be when I'm done. So 7 o'clock, I will be speaking. And if you would, hey, the price is great. It's free. Nothing much is free in this world today, but for this parish, Father Mike, he's a good friend of mine, and I'm blessed to be able to come when he invites me. So I was at Sacred Heart, his old parish, twice, and I was at his new parish now, the pastor at St. Joseph's, a few months back, and he's invited me again. And so it'll be on the Jubilee Year of Hope. And what is the Jubilee Year of Hope? It's a special time of God's love, his mercy, and his forgiveness. So my brothers and sisters, come on out again, February 17th. It's this coming Monday. I didn't even announce it before. And the night is a beautiful gift from Father Michael Polacco and his parish at St. Joseph's in Warrington, PA on Easton Road. Again, if we would like to go the rosary first, it will be at 6:30, and at 7 o'clock I will speak, and it'll be followed by benediction. And I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you are too. So again, feel free. There's no charge. Pass the word. Not very often do you, even if it's a love offering or something. This is just a beautiful night in his parish, and it is a free night. A free night to come and to experience this talk about the Jubilee Year of Hope. And if there's something we all need at this time and at this day and age, it is hope. It's hope when today so many people's hopes are dashed. So many people who have hope for one thing or another seem to be filled with anxiety or fear about all the things that are going on in the world today, our economy, all the upheaval that's been taking place in the government. Praise be to God, we have two more new people, the cabinet, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was just confirmed today as well. So, I'm looking here as I look down, and it says, Nell Wright says, Kathleen's Cafe is listening. Always good. Mary Ellen McCarthy, hey. Also, let's see, Anthony Ryan DeBellis, Four Hearts. I'll read the rest later, but I just wanted to welcome you to this Thursday program. And, as normal, we will open up the gospel. So, without any further ado, let me pull that up. And this is from the gospel today, Thursday. Always Thursday is a beautiful number and reminder of Our Lady, isn't it? So Thursday the 13th, the gospel reading is from Mark 7, 24 to 30 are the verses. And from there he arose and went away to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered a house and would not have anyone know about it, yet he could not hide. But immediately a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "Let the children first be fed, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." Sounds rather harsh, don't you think? I wonder what was going through the minds of his apostles, his disciples. But the woman answered him, Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. I mean, she sort of answered him with a wit. And I believe, you know, what do I know? But I personally believe that he said it sort of tongue-in-cheek to her. She was a Gentile. She was not of the covenant. She was not a Jewish woman, and not a Hebrew. And, you know, it seems like what he said was harsh. But I feel very strongly that he sort of said it tongue-in-cheek, sort of to test her faith and see if she would have walked away. But she didn't. She held her ground. She stood firm. How many times do we do that when we feel God hasn't answered our prayers or we feel that he isn't even listening? Let me finish this gospel. But she had answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." And he said to her, "For this you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed, and the demon was gone. We forget sometimes in regards to our own children. You know, there's many demons in the world. And this woman took her child's suffering. Of course, she was a little child. But she took her child's suffering to herself, and she was going to do whatever was necessary to ask Jesus, who she heard was going to be in the area, who she heard about him, you know, this miracle worker, the one everybody was running to see, that had heard that he was performing miracles, that he was healing the sick, and delivering people, and that throngs of people came after him wherever he was. So even though he was at a friend's house, he couldn't hide. When people find out, you know, that you're in the vicinity and you're close by, they're going to come and try to have some time with you, have a conversation with you. They will bring the child in their heart to this miracle worker that they heard about. But how often do we even think that Jesus, he not only is a miracle worker in many different ways, healing physically, spiritually, and mentally, emotionally, but spiritually. When we think of Jesus the healer, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the healer of healers, we often forget that that is exactly what he is. He is our hope. He is our hope. And so for that woman, she knew without a doubt that he could set her child free. She knew without any doubt that if she could get to speak to him, that he, who obviously was filled with compassion and mercy, he would heal her child. He would deliver her child from being held bound by the enemy, the demon. And today there's so many demons. More and more people always ask me, "Kathleen, why are there so many exorcists today?" I said, because of all the demons. Today, more than ever, evil is running rampant. It was not by chance or circumstance or happenstance that the beautiful prayer came back into the fullness of the church, and almost every single church now recites after Mass the St. Michael prayer, because our Father knew we need that prayer. We need to call on the angels and saints. We need to call on the power and the authority to have these demons cast out and sent before Jesus Christ to be corrected. And so most parishes, I wish every single one would, most parishes today, immediately after Mass, recite the St. Michael prayer, because he is roaming around like a lion, see who he can devour. But he cannot devour us or ours if we stand in the gap. If we take our children's demons, our own demons, our mate's demons, our friend's demons, and we take those people in our heart that are afflicted and attacked by the enemy, and we know who Jesus is, we know he is a divine healer, we know his power overcame even death. We are told that we're called to live forever, that we will never die. We were built that way, built to last forever. And because we are built to last forever, we can go on this journey called life and continue to pray for our children, our friends, our mates. We can pray that those demons would be gone, and that the demons that hold our children bound, our mates bound, our friends bound, our family members bound, these are the times we should call upon St. Michael the Archangel. Defend us in battle. Now, I'm going to tell you what I do. I'll just use any name, okay? St. Michael the Archangel, defend Greg in battle. When I always put a name specifically of who it is that I'm praying especially for, to be delivered, to be freed up, that these demons that have held somebody bound, and they're, you know, so many of them. But I always put a name in, you know, whether it's a priest, a religious, a lay person. The enemy comes to attack all. Not some of us, but all of us. And the closer we are to the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we know him and love him and serve him to the best of our ability, then we are the ones that he tries to, disturb our peace, fill us with anxiety, speaks and whispers lies into our ears to take us away from Jesus, the healer. And so, just like this woman, she would not be put off at all. And so she continued to respond to what Jesus said to her, even told her, you know, I mean, the Jews, when they referred to dogs, that was like the usually a loose woman or a wicked, evil woman was called a dog in those days. That's the vernacular they used to describe somebody like that, a fallen woman. They called them dogs. And Jesus said to her, you know, you're not of the fold of the children of God. And he tried to test her faith. That's what I believe. And I believe he said it with a smile, sort of cocking his head, hey, you're not one of us. But she would not be deterred. And she said, hey, Lord, even the dogs, referring to herself and her kind, you know, the Gentiles, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table from the children. Even the scraps. She knew he only had to say one word. She knew he only had to raise his hand. And in that power, in that love, in that mercy, he would absolutely have the power to cast out that demon. She knew it well. And he saw that faith in her. And he says, again, he tells her, your faith because you know and believe your daughter is healed. She's delivered. Listen to this, you know. I think it's important. Go your way, he says. The demon has left your daughter. So while she was asking him, he had already released that daughter. We have to have that kind of faith. We can't be, you know, wishy-washy. Well, Lord, I wonder if God would ever deliver my child from alcohol or my husband from pornography, or I wonder if the demons that come constantly attacking my marriage believe that he has the power. She never doubted it. She never doubted it. She sought him out. She sought him out. Even though he was, he had entered a house and he didn't want anybody to know about it. He just wanted to be by himself, be away from the crowd. And yet, when this woman found out that that's where he was going to be, he couldn't hide. A woman whose little daughter was possessed by an unclean spirit heard of him and came, and what did she do? She fell down at his feet. She worshipped him. She knew, even though she was not a Jew, she knew the story she heard of how loving he was and how merciful he was, how compassionate he was, that he was delivering people, healing people of all kinds of ailments and diseases. And so for you and I, we have to have that same kind of faith. You know, there'll be times that he'll test our faith. Believe me. Believe me, I know it to be true. And we're just going to have to stand firm and say, I don't care what this person said or what that person said, or I don't care what they said the outcome will be. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our hope is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Let me take this call. Well, hello, Bob. Bob?
Yes, hello, Kat.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Like I like to say, if I was doing any better, I'd be in heaven already.
Amen.
Here's a couple things for you. Leo the 13th was in his chapel. He was the Pope. He was born in 1810. He died in 1903. He was Pope for 25 years. He was in his little chapel saying Mass, and this was on October the 13th, 1884, and he heard God and Lucifer have a conversation. And Lucifer says, if you give me 100 years, I will take over your whole church. And I guess God went along with it. And I think that 100 years was 1900 to the year 2000. And so Pope Leo the 13th immediately afterwards wrote the St. Michael Prayer.
Yep.
And we say it after the Rosary and after each Mass at St. Cecilia's.
Beautiful.
So that's just the history that I know about the St. Michael Prayer.
And you are correct.
And Monsignor Vincent Walsh is going to be 89 on this Sunday, the 16th.
Wow.
And I also wanted to ask for prayers for Diane McCarthy, because I don't know if you're aware, but the cancer in the lung that was inoperable went to her brain.
Yes, I do know that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to make sure. So yeah. I've been saying a novena to Louis Brisson. He's the founder of the Oblates.
Right.
And I say it each morning for Diane.
Oh,
and
thank you.
His last words, which were in 1908, were Jesus, my love, Mary, and Joseph. So I wanted to get all those points to you, dear. And you just keep up the good work and say a prayer for me and my family. I will be 80 years old on the 18th.
I will indeed. Of the 18th of this month?
That's right.
Ah, absolutely I will. I'll
thank
ask
you,
our
dear
prayer warriors out there, too, to say a prayer.
Yep.
Thank you, Bob.
I hope the rain will stop by Sunday morning. The kids are giving me a party.
up there
in Richboro, close to you, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I know where Richboro is, yeah. that one of your sons or daughters?
Yeah, Robert, the oldest
nice.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all good to me, like your children are.
Yes, I know.
I heard you mention Michael and Angela the other day, and, you know, it was your mother's day she passed on the 11th, and my mother passed on the 12th.
Oh, wow.
Praying for both of them over and over and over again.
Thank you very much, and we praise and thank God for the way he made us, that we'll never die but live forever. It's just up to us where we wind up.
Hallelujah.
All right. God bless you. Give Diane my love if you see her.
I called her a couple times. She called me back, but I didn't get through the message. I'm not real good with these phones.
Okay. All right. God bless.
You,
bye-bye.
Keep up the good work.
Thank
Pray
you.
For you.
Thank you.
Bye
I need
now.
It. Bye-bye.
Lexa.
Hi, Frank.
Yes.
Hi.
Well, Kathleen. There's a little delay. I had you on the radio, the tablet thing.
How are you?
I'm okay. In the beginning of your show, I never heard that expression before. What's another name for Valentine's Day? Is there something about the heart?
Oh, no, that's just what I call it, the Day of the Heart.
Day of the Heart. I want to wish you, Maureen, and all your lady listeners a happy Day of the Heart tomorrow.
Aw, how sweet, Frank.
I caught up Lou. I didn't know the word. You see, he wasn't sure what I was talking about. I never heard it before. Day of the Heart. I like it.
Yeah, Day of the Heart. But that's just what I call it.
I like it, though.
Oh,
like
good.
It.
Good. I'm glad you like it.
I'm trying to spread the word already. I'm telling everyone that Day of the Heart.
Amen.
Because usually on Thursday, I just listen.
Yeah.
Last week, I forget what happened. I called in, but it was too late to get in. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But also, I got bad news, Kathleen.
What, hon?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sitting down?
I am sitting down.
Yesterday, I was in my room, listening to radio for who knows how many, like 5-6 hours. I forgot it was Wednesday. And Ken and the Father Doug, if you're listening, I missed your show yesterday. I told you I forgot it was Wednesday. I don't know, different station. I won't say his name. But it was a Catholic station.
Right.
And I totally forgot about that. I rarely forget your day and their day. And it just slipped my mind. Uh-huh. So I'm sorry I missed. That's my bad news.
Well, if that's the essence of your bad news, then count it all joy, because they don't forget you, nor do I, Frank, whether you call in or whether you forget.
Well, get this, Kathleen. This morning I talked to a doctor from Temple who does genetic research.
Right.
Because I have genetic problems, not genetic mutations.
Mm-hmm.
They get born with it.
Yeah.
And I'm 2 weeks ago, I inquired about calling different things, asking Alexa and everything. I found Temple has a department like that. I did, and I forgot about it yesterday. I'm like, oh, they never called back. I guess they forgot about me. They called. The guy was calling today, 9 o'clock. Great. They can't help me.
Oh.
They said, if you got it from both parents, they're asymptomatic, though. It's like having, he said, you have a plane, has two engines. One engine goes down, we can fix it. You can still fly, I mean. Both engines go down, you can't, doesn't fly no more. But I don't know how he knows both parents had it, they were never tested.
Right.
So I don't know. But bottom line, I'm no worse off than I was this morning, but I had my hopes up.
Oh, sure you did.
It would be something, you know?
Well, guess what? I got some good news for you. You gave me bad news. You gave me bad news. I'm going to give you good news, Frank. First off, your love beyond measure. Secondly, that's the best news. Our God is the God who created you. He's the God that formed you and fashioned you in your mother's womb before you were even born. And he can recreate. And so I'm going to trust the divine physician, for what is impossible with man is possible, Frank, with God. So I'm always asking all my prayer warriors that what is impossible for man is possible with God, and that he can help you, he can restore, renew, and transform. What the enemy has chosen for evil, God will work together for a greater good. You have beautiful eyes, Frank. Beautiful eyes in a way that you see spiritually through Jesus' eyes. Not everybody does. And so I want to praise and thank God for you. And I want to praise and thank God. I got to take this station break, but I praise and thank God because that's the good news for you. We're going to pray for the God of miracles, just like he was in that scripture today. And he released that little girl from a demon. What the enemy would have for evil, God worked for a greater good. I'm going to pray that for you every day, every single day.
If I didn't say it last week, people, it wasn't on the TV like the kid in a plane crash in Kathmandu, but something stuck to his head. He was 9 or 10 years old. He got burned, like 90% of his body. He's at Shriners Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. They have a burn unit there, but he couldn't be there for a long time.
Yeah.
Poor kid.
Well, we'll pray for him, too. Frank, I got to take this break.
Thank you.
All right. Love you, buddy.
Oh, what's that called again? Hand of Our Heart?
Day of the Heart.
There you go. Happy Day of the Heart. Thank you.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Well, my brothers and sisters, we'll be right back. I can't believe it. We only have a half hour left.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back. I just again want to praise and thank God for each of you. You are a special gift in my life. What can I tell you? I don't think you know how beautiful you are. And it's so cute. I'm reading Joan Black. I see Mary Lou Bolognese, my dear friend. She says, Happy Day of the Heart, Kathleen. I love you. And I see in your beautiful way, the way you just touch my heart, I see that you all have little hearts on the chat today. I can't express in words what that means to me, the Day of the Heart, but I think that word, that sentence, the Day of the Heart, says it all. His heart was pierced for us, and then that blood and water flowed out of it. The symbols of the life of the church, body and blood of Jesus Christ, living waters. So I want to praise and thank God for the Day of the Heart. I don't know why it's always been a special day to me for some reason, but it is. I think of the Day of the Heart. I see, look here and see these roses. I see red and white roses for the Sacred Heart all the time in my eyes, mind's eye. And each one of you are a rose in his garden. A rose that's growing more perfectly into all that he is calling you to be. And I mean that sincerely. I was thinking of my retreat last weekend at Mount Vernon Retreat House, Rekindled the Fire. And some of you who are on chat here were, of course, you were at the retreat. But I see, you know, God laid something very special on my heart, that how these two people are called in a special way. And he wanted to release and these gifts that are just beginning to bloom within them. And so I asked them, would they agree to be with my prayer teams? And I put one that's just starting to step out in faith in regards to praying and healing and all that business with a beautiful friend of mine. As a matter of fact, it's my daughter's best, one of her best friends, Teresa. And they prayed beautifully together. Esther was with, I told her I'll put her with somebody that that I believe would be the perfect partner for her. And I think it would open her up to use her gifts and to listen and learn as well. And then the other one was with Tara, and same thing. I was led to put her with Nellie, a person that I count on all the time in regards to being one of my prayer teams. And so, again, I see Tara being stepping out. I see her growing beautifully in new gifts of the Spirit. And I, too, believe that, you know, the gifts of healing and wisdom. So, in any way, I put her with Nellie. And I can tell you the fruit that was born. When you're, you know, when you're open to the Spirit and you feel a prompting of the Spirit and you act upon it, you know that the Lord is going to bless it and fruit will be born. And the prayer team, I don't have a lot of prayer teams because I'm very specific. Like at my Illumina Christi, so many more people. I do have a few more people I use for prayer teams. But I had two for this. Four people, two teams. And just the, what shall I say, feedback I received, how beautifully they prayed with people and how just seemed to touch whatever was needed, that the healing touch came forth, the Word of God came forth. And that's beautiful for me to behold. So again, I just want to praise and thank God for everybody's yeses. Not only does he bless yeses, but he cleans up messes. I've said that forever. He just like when the Holy Spirit hovered over the world in the beginning, and it was chaos. The scripture said the Holy Spirit hovered over the chaos. And he made something beautiful of it. When God's word goes out, he enters into the chaos that are in our lives, the chaos, the mess. And God begins to move and heal and work and begins to touch our hearts, our minds, and our spirits. He begins to set people free. And he reaches deep down into the recess of the hearts that turn to him in prayer, repentant hearts. And he heals and restores and transforms us from glory to glory. When we come and we lift our children to him, when we stand in faith like that beautiful Gentile woman did, who wouldn't be put off, and she stood her ground. What was her ground? She was standing on the rock of salvation. She was standing, asking Jesus to have pity, to heal her child. For her, it was a little child. For many parents, it's an older child. whatever the age of that child is, you're always a mother and a father, no matter how old they get. And you know that's true. And I have a sense today for all of you to lift, especially young people, whether they're your children, whether they're family members' children, whether it's people that you know from church, from a youth group, from your parish, from your neighborhood. I have a tremendous sense coming upon me, just very strong. I feel the Spirit all over me, prompting me to say, right now, lift up all those young people. And young's relevant, isn't it? Young, young at heart, but particularly young people. And I'm just going to extend my hand and I'm going to pray. Father, I, as a symbol, I lift my hand. I extend my right hand. And I ask, Lord God, that you would extend your right hand out over all the people that right now are praying for their loved ones, their children, their nephews, their nieces, all the young people that they are carrying in their heart right now, whether it's their own children or others' children. But Lord, we lift all the young people up now, right now, before you. You are indeed the divine physician. And so, Father God, I pray right now, and I got the Spirit moving all over me. I feel I call them spirit chills all over me. Lord, I just praise and thank you for everyone that is being lifted to you now. I praise and thank you, Lord, that as I lift my hand, I know your hand is going out upon those who are praying. I pray, Lord God, that you would spare those lives that are thinking of committing suicide. It's so strong. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Holy Spirit, by our triune God, we strike any enemy that would whisper that word in the hearts of these young people. In the name of Jesus, any spirit of suicide be gone immediately and directly to go before the Lord Jesus Christ in his name, by his power, in his authority. We call it to go forth to the foot of the cross to be corrected. And in those voids, Lord, and in filling of your Spirit, filling each of those where that Spirit has been delivered and rebuked and removed, we ask, Lord, that you would fill them with your healing words of life, your healing words of love, unconditional love, your healing words, Lord, that they can do all things in you who strengthen them. And so, Lord, I also have a very strong sense to lift all those people to your sacred heart through the heart of your Holy Mother Mary, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. I commend them into your hands through the hands of your mother, the mother who carried you everywhere, the mother who nursed you, the mother who carried you in her womb for 9 months. I ask Mother Mary, take all of these requests into your immaculate heart, the heart that's pure, the heart that can truly present them purely to her son Jesus with the compassion of a mother. And I pray that as she commends them into the sacred heart of her son Jesus, the divine healer, he will set them free from any demons. He will set them free from any spirit that would stifle the Spirit of God at work in their lives. And that at this very hour, whatever this hour is now, 4:45 on the 13th, of February 2025, that you would begin, Lord, to not only give them new life, but that you, Lord Jesus, would breathe a new outpouring of your Spirit upon them. Just breathing that Spirit of God upon them. Lord, I ask that you would stir up the gift of hope in all those people who don't really understand the fullness, that you can do all things and that you want to heal, you want to deliver, you want to transform lives, you want to speak new life into them. And we pray this in your name, Lord, that's above every other name, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen and amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, I'm going to open up these phone lines. I only have about 12 minutes left. Please call in. Maybe there's something on your heart. Maybe something moved in your spirit. And do not, and I repeat it, do not let the enemy rob you of this blessing. I also ask your please pray for me, especially special intention for me tomorrow. I would ask that in the day of the heart that you will intercede for me. So I just want to praise and thank God for you. Hit your share buttons. Send this word forth. Remember, this went out for all the young adults, young children, young people, meaning, you know, any age up, you know, from birth to 25, 35 years old, the people that are the mainstay of our civilization, meaning there's so much work for them to still do. And so we need to set those people free. We need to come against anything at all that would stifle the Spirit of God at work in them. And then, Lord, we pray for all the people, all those who are listening today. Some are sick in mind, body, or spirit. We pray for my cousin by marriage, Diane McCarthy. Give her hope, Lord. Fan that flame of hope within her, that all things are possible with the God who loves her and died for her, that she might have life and have it to the full. I pray for Michael Sherling. And Father God, I ask for these two people right now, for Michael Sherling, for Diane McCarthy, and anybody at all, any man or woman, child, that is suffering with a brain tumor. I pray against that, that Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of lords and King of kings, who is the very one who is the miracle worker, I pray, Lord, that that power of your word would fall upon both Diane and also fall upon Mike. And all those right now who are suffering with any kind of brain tumor, little Aiden, I praise and thank you, Lord, for the amazing work that you are doing in and through us as we stand in you, with you, and through you to proclaim what you have declared to us, that you will never leave us nor forsake us, and that you will constantly go before us and prepare the way, that you will continue to heal us and love us into wholeness. For all the unemployed or those that are not employed the way they need to be, I ask, Lord God, that you find them that employment, that it would be an employment that would suffice their needs. And I pray especially for Frank. Lord, I ask you to lay your hands on his eyes, just like you did on the one that you returned his sight who was blind. I ask, Lord God, that you place your hands on his limbs and restore him just as you did with the person that was crippled and couldn't walk, that was begging outside the temple. I pray now, Lord, that you will go forth, touch his eyes, his legs, his limbs, his hands, removing, Lord, just removing anything that would stifle the Spirit of God at work in him. I pray this, Lord, in your name that's above every other name. Well, here we go. We only have 10 minutes left. I want you to hit your share buttons. This is live streamed. And I also pray a blessing that as you call in today, that somebody can see how your faith has been activated. They can see in you there is hope. So, Father, 610-527-2906. Again, 610-527-2906, or you can call also 1-888-343-2484. We have about 9 minutes left, and we got a caller on the air. Let me take this call. In the meantime, hit those share buttons. That was an anointed prayer that went out. Let me have this call. Okay, thank you, Frank. Renee.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to share. I just jumped on around 4:30, so mm-hmm. just before you were praying. And once you started praying, I just wanted to share that my body was rocking.
Wow.
Like clockwise. Like you know, when you're spinning
yep.
one way, and then it was the other way,
aww.
And then it was back and forth.
Wow.
So I just wanted to share. You know, I need my miracle. I pray
I
for
know
that
you
every
do.
Day. I know Jesus will grant it
Amen.
In his time.
That's right. Well, praise God. I hope that Spirit of God of healing was moving in you and through you. We know he's still in the miracle business.
Amen to that.
Amen. God bless you, Renee. Always
thank
good to
you
see
too.
You and hear from you.
Yeah, thank you. But praying for you, especially for tomorrow. You're always in my prayers.
Thank you.
And God bless you. Thank you for everything you do.
Oh, thank you. God bless you. Love you.
Thank you. Love
bye
you
bye.
Too. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We can get... maybe one or two calls in. Now is the time. Now is the hour. Never let a thank you, Jesus, go by without acknowledging it. So, Father, we want to praise and thank you for you who are the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Again, now right, praying for the hungry, abused children. Praise God, that's who she was lifted. Mary Grace says, I will pray for your special intention, Kathleen. Thank you very much. Nell says, that was a very powerful prayer, Kathleen, and a big heart. Thank you, exclamation mark. Prayers especially for you for tomorrow. Thank you. Mary Lou, I kept singing Lift Jesus Higher during your prayer. Praise be to God. And I was so happy. I ask you all to remember Mary Lou. She too, praying for healing and restoration and the miracle of God's healing power flowing through her body as well. And for all who are standing in faith, I pray especially for Albert. I believe that first part of that prayer, that God was touching him. And so for all your intentions, lift Jesus higher indeed. I just want to praise and thank God for the way he is moving. When I tell you, I had spirit chills all over me. It was very, very powerful. So again, give a call, 610-527-2906. Patrice Manning, I've never been a Valentine's Day person, but Faye's Day of the Heart, and remembering it's for a saint and not commercial, amen, makes me think of it differently. Thanks for sharing that. Well, God bless you, Patrice. I hope you have a beautiful day of the heart, of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, let me see here. Rita Hack, Lane, is listening. She says, I'm here too. She has a beautiful heart. Doris is tuned in, my friend. I am just, what shall I say, overwhelmed with your love and your prayers. And Deanna, Madeline, Madeline, how are you? Frank, Marcia, Coco, Kathy Dillon Young, I'm trying to get to these as quickly as I can. Noel, Amentia, Pat Weeble, Ang Chow, Tina Tierney-Kell. Hello, Tina. Maria Ryan, Mark Salen, Bob Dorman, Michael Fasano, Paige, can't make that out. But for all of you, I just praise and thank God. You are God's presence in the world. You are His hands, His feet, and His voice. My beautiful Tricia LaPerch. I'm sick, Kathleen, at Doctors Now. It's been very, very tough. I heard and I've been praying. I want you to know that. And I'll pray especially until I hear back from you again. I will be soaking you in prayer. May the day of the heart bring healing to your heart, Kath. Believe me, I'm praying. St. Teresa of Avila. Her joke about God. This is true. She always said, which was so profound, Lord, if this is the way you treat your friends, no wonder you have so few. Cute joke. I just want to again praise and thank God for all of you. I only have a couple minutes left. You touch my heart. You're just a beautiful gift from God's heart to my heart. And as I touch my own heart, I pray that He will bring His love, touching my heart and touching each of your hearts in a very special way, tomorrow, especially on the Day of the Heart. We have only a couple minutes left. I want to praise God. Again, I want to remind everybody, the people just tuned in. On this coming Monday, February 17th, I want you to know that I will be giving a presentation, speaking engagement at 7 o'clock p.m. at St. Joseph's in Warrington on Easton Road, and I forget that little side street, in Warrington, Pennsylvania. 6:30 will be the rosary if you're able to get there that early. 7 o'clock, I will be speaking. And again, adoration will be followed with benediction. So again, I am just praising God and thanking Him for all the beautiful ways and opportunities that He has given me in my life. Truly given me in my life. I'll send each one of you a spiritual rose for the Day of the Heart, meaning I will send a special prayer up for you. And I'll be sending them out in red and white. I love you. I mean it. And I ask you to pass the word. I was supposed to announce this. I never did. It's free. The whole evening is free. Rosary, if you can make it at 6:30. If not, 7 o'clock, I will be speaking, be followed by adoration, will be followed by benediction. And again, it's at St. Joseph's Church in Warrington, and that is on Easton Road. And I can't think of the name of that little side street. But you'll see it if you're coming up Eastern Road. It's a big church. It sort of sits in the corner. I think it's like a red or brown stone. Again, I have no words to express how grateful I am for each and every one of you. I love you. And I mean it. Stay tuned. Dr. Raimondo will be on, and he always has a beautiful program. He's gifted and talented, and he's a beautiful friend. And one of these days, maybe he'll tell you his story, how we met, that I prophesized over him, that he would be doing what he's doing today. So anyway, God bless you. Stay tuned.